The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
Welcome again to Bob Burney Live. And I just want to continue emphasizing this is the National Day of Prayer. Please make sure you spend some time in prayer today. I hope you do anyway, every day. But today especially, pray for our country, pray for our leaders, pray that God would accomplish all that he wants to accomplish with this pandemic. You know, we get very selfish. You know, to be really candid and honest, I'm sick and tired of the social distancing, the quarantine thing. I'm sick of it. I am. I'm just being honest. Am I abiding by it? Sure. Am I going out of my head and crazy? No, doing fine. And I've said before, Joy and I are doing actually very, very well. We have more time together than we usually do. We're enjoying that. We're doing a lot of the things that we like to do. We're doing really well. We're really enjoying some social media outreach for our little ministry, Crosspower. We're going to do a live Facebook thing tonight, and we've enjoyed it. It's been fun, but we've really seen people respond. We've seen people change. We've gotten some wonderful comments from the social media, Facebook live things that we've done, and we're posting some videos on a special site that we've developed for our ministry that we didn't have before all of this. So we're doing really well, but I'm still sick and tired of it. I am. But it's not about us. It's what does God want to do? And if God is doing something deep and wonderful and spiritual in our community and in our nation, if God is at work, do we really want this quarantine thing to be lifted too soon? If God is still accomplishing things in this and through it, do we really want it lifted too soon? That's why when you honestly believe in a sovereign God, that God is in control, you can have so much more peace. Now, as an American, I am very concerned about constitutional freedoms and liberties, and I'm deeply concerned about how easily government has just said, this is for your good. Just trust us. This is for your good. Don't ask questions. Just trust us. I am really bothered by how many people have just said, okay. Now, again, I am not advocating rebellion in the streets or anything even close to that. But I'm just disturbed that more people are not at least questioning. So anyway, ultimately, remember what Jesus prayed in the garden? Remember? Father, if there's any way, please, please, Father, let this cup pass from me. But he didn't end there. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. And I think that's the way we need to be praying about this whole pandemic thing. I just read a post on Facebook this morning. We have to pray that God removes this virus, that God defeats this virus, that God takes care of and destroys this virus. Hey, I'm for that. I'd be really happy if we woke up tomorrow morning and it's all a bad dream and this whole virus thing just went away. I'd be really happy. I really would. But nevertheless, not my will, thine be done. So while I think it's appropriate to pray, God, take this virus away, supernaturally deal with it, destroy it, kill it, bring it to an end, I think we should always add what Jesus added. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. And then leave it there and let God take care of it. I tell you, if you really do believe that God is in control, you can sleep a whole lot better at night than if you really question whether things are spiraling out of control. May seem like it, but things are not out of control. So we pray. I think it's appropriate to pray against this virus, but also to pray simply, Lord, you accomplish what you want to accomplish in our nation, in our state, and in me. All right, now, before we go into the next break, I've got some good news. If you've been listening the last 3 days, on Monday, we gave away 3 very nice Mother's Day baskets. On Tuesday, we gave away 3 very nice Mother's Day baskets. And then yesterday, we gave away 3 very nice Mother's Day baskets. And I told you that today we would choose a grand prize winner from those 9. And the grand prize winner is going to win a much larger basket. It's got all kinds of spa things in it from Bed Bath and Beyond and other places. It's a really nice, large basket. And then $100 gift certificate from Vittoria Italian Restaurant over on Sawmill Parkway. Only eaten there once. Wonderful. Just a great place. One of Columbus's finest Italian restaurants, upscale Italian restaurant, a $100 Vittoria gift certificate. So it is now time to announce the winner. And I hope the winner is listening, because then you can call and make an appointment to pick up your basket and gift certificate. If not, we will reach out to you and contact you. But are you ready? The grand prize winner for the spa basket, $100 gift certificate to Vittoria Restaurant is Kurt Schuster. Kurt Schuster is our grand prize winner. Kurt, I hope you're listening. I hope you are. If you are, give Jeff a call and let him know that you are visiting. He can give you instructions if Kurt is not listening. But if he's not listening, we're not going to give him the prize. No, I'm only kidding. We will reach out. But our grand prize winner is Kurt Schuster. So Kurt can make arrangements to come by, pick up the basket, and pick up the gift certificate to Vittoria Italian Restaurant. So to all 9 winners, congratulations. And to all of you who tried to call and tried to win, thank you. Sorry you didn't win, but thank you for participating. So as we go into the break, the grand prize winner, Kurt Schuster, the winner of our spa basket and $100 Vittoria gift certificate. Kurt, if you're listening, 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483. Quick break. We'll be back.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
Welcome back to Bob Burney Live. Maybe you don't know it, but we have our own poet laureate here at Bob Burney Live. Yeah, we do. His name is Bill Gassett. Bill is a regular listener to the program. He has a ministry. And I see Bill once or twice a year. He's always at our golf outing. He loves to golf. And I don't know a whole lot more about him, except he is quite a poet, and he often sends me poems. So I have, and I'm sure he's not just writing them for me or for our audience, but I have called him lovingly the poet laureate of Bob Burney Live. And I thought it would be appropriate to read this one to you. The poems he writes are just beautiful. Under a Cloud, he has titled this poem, and I thought on this National Day of Prayer, you might want to hear it. Here it is. We find ourselves under a cloud of gloom and fear, a global pandemic, silent and severe. A dark cloud suddenly appeared. Now it hangs above our head. How do we stop this enemy that brings death and dread? Remember God's people, Israel. They followed a cloud in doubt, not knowing where they were going, not sure what it's all about. God's cloud was a gift of grace to lead them day and night. They couldn't see his face. They walked by faith, not by sight. What cloud do you live under? Where do you abide? Look up with awe, look up with awe and wonder. Let God be your guide. You and I must choose to whom our lives we give. Under God we never lose. Under God we forever live. You fearful saints, fresh courage take. The clouds you so much dread are big with mercy and will break with blessings on your head. God's cloud will always bless you, no matter where you run. Let his loving rays caress you, the glory of the risen sun. That is the poem Under a Cloud by our own poet laureate, Bill Gassett. Bill, thank you. He just has wonderful, wonderful words. All right, I have had a whole bunch of updates since we first began the program, but I wanted to deal with the National Day of Prayer, have some time in prayer together. I wanted to give you hopefully some encouraging thoughts, and I wanted to read that poem. And now let's get to some of the updates. The big blockbuster out of Washington, D.C., the Department of Justice today officially dropped their entire case against Michael Flynn. Michael Flynn was the national security advisor for Donald Trump. In fact, if I remember correctly, he was the very first national security advisor. He pleaded guilty back in 2017 of lying to the FBI. Shortly after he pleaded guilty, he tried to withdraw his plea, and since 2017, he has been attempting to withdraw his plea because he believes he was tricked and entrapped. Now, of course, the liberal left have said, yeah, right, tricked, trapped, he's a crook like everybody else in the Trump administration. Well, a lot of people thought that until some internal memos were released from the FBI. And these are shocking, jaw-dropping, and they indicate further that the Department of Justice under the previous administration was corrupt to the very top. And I mean to the very top. Now, the FBI went after Michael Flynn because of Russia collusion. This was before the Mueller probe, but it was all about the Russian collusion, Bill Comey and the rest in the FBI, the Justice Department, and so on and so forth. One of the memos, are you ready for this? This is from the FBI. Internal memos were just released recently. One of the memos, internal memos, reads, what is our goal? Speaking of Michael Flynn, what is our goal? Truth? Admission? Or just get him to lie so we can prosecute him or get him fired? If we get him to admit breaking the Logan Act, give facts to the DOJ and have them decide. And then the memo weighs the pros and cons of pursuing these different paths. And then it says, quote, if we're seen as playing games, the White House will be furious. Well, they were playing games, and they were corrupt, and they were intentionally trying to entrap Michael Flynn simply because he was working for Donald Trump. Earlier today, the top prosecutor in the case, Brandon Van Grack, abruptly withdrew from the case without explanation in a brief filing with the court. So it looks like all charges now have been dropped against Michael Flynn because it was all a charade. And it gives further evidence that the whole Russian collusion thing was a farce from the beginning. There never was anything to it. Nothing. No truth whatsoever. Shocking that the Department of Justice of the United States of America could have become so incredibly corrupt, not just in the lower levels, all the way to the very, very top. Now, the big question will be, what did the White House at that time know under Barack Obama? We'll watch and see where that goes.